To my dear Bnei Akihila and friends, there's already Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayikra, the Parsha of the Mishkan, Chodesh Nisan, Parsha of also the Binyan of the Mishkan, which is the Tachlis of Klal Yisrael, to be placed in Hashrus HaShchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes us special. Together with that, we're going through a very historic time, challenging time, unique time, a time when this coronavirus has spread over the entire planet, and specifically for us, the entire Jewish world. It's the first time since the decree of Haman that there was one Gzeira that affected equally all of Klal Yisrael, wherever they are, all over the planet. Mitzad Echad, we are all Mevudad, we're all separated from one another. Even within the community, we're separated into our houses. Mitzad Hasheni, we're all united in Betzora, we're all together in the Sora. And yesterday we did a beautiful thing. We all daven together, all over the world, united efforts, Kabbalos Mach Shemayim, together. We showed a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though we're physically separated, but spiritually we're united with Am Echad Ba'aretz. That's what Hashem wants. We have to realize it was a beautiful effort and it made tremendous Hashpo B'Shamayim. But its true Hashpo would only be if this is just the beginning. It's not the end. We have to take it onwards. In this vein, I'd like to speak about something which we're all involved in right now. We have this fear. There's room for anxiety. And there's it's a real thing. There is a real reason for that. We have this virus going around. If we want to be totally honest, we have no way of being 100% safe from it. We should follow the recommendations of the government, but no matter how much we follow it, nothing is guaranteed, and they themselves know that and say that. So what are we going to do? To be in a state of anxiety, to become neurotic and drive ourselves and everybody around us crazy is the worst thing to do. It's not good for our immune system. It's not good for our Bitochan Hashem. And it's not good for the mental health of anybody. We have to stay calm. We have to have Menuchas HaNefesh. The question is, how do we do that? So the quote-unquote easy way of doing that is something called denial. Just saying, you know, it'll be all right. Nothing's, it's not as bad as they're saying it. They're exaggerating. Baruch Hashem, in our part of town, everything seems to be all right. But that is not true, because we know there is a reason to have this fear. Machla is a reality wherever we are. We could try to distract ourselves by hearing all kinds of midrashim that Mashiach is coming. Yeah, we believe Mashiach is coming, and we've always believed it from the day we were born that Mashiach could come today, and we hope he'll come today, tomorrow. But that's not a way of dealing with the present state, because the present state right now is a state of danger. We want to live to see Mashiach. We want to be healthy till Mashiach comes. To think that there's just something affecting the Ummah Sa'olam is not true. It's affecting us also. So obviously, the Mahalach of denial, whether it's the Frumah denial or it's the childish denial, is not the way to calm ourselves down. The only way to calm ourselves down is to be realistic, to be emes. But emes means to see the whole picture, not just focus on the part of the picture. I mentioned yesterday from the Brisker Rav, the story, and the Brisker Rav used to say also, he said, when you go to the border and you have to get past the border and you know the guards there, you're terrified that you'll be caught. But if you're going with a horse and buggy, the only one that's not terrified is the horse. Why is that so? And the answer is obvious, because the horse doesn't have enough seichel to realize the danger. So do we say that the horse is a bigger baal bitochen than everybody else? No, he's just not knowledgeable, not aware of what the problem is. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be a horse. In Yiddish, it's called a feld. We don't have to be the feld. We don't have to be the horse. Adarabba, we're human beings. We have to be aware But together with that, we have to realize the bigger picture. The small picture which hits us in front of our eyes is the pachad, is the border, it's the border. If it's the machla, it's the machla. It's financial state, it's financial state. These are real things. But it's only part of the picture. We have to open ourselves up to the world of bitachon, which we see the entire picture. And we see that we are in Hashem's hand. He's orchestrating all this just for us. He loved us, and He has rachmanis on us, and He cares for us, and nothing changed at all. Adarabah, He's doing this so that we should come closer to Him, so we should be zeichus at higher levels of closeness to Hashem, which make us worthy of Bias HaMashiach. But once again, we're not being oisik in Bias HaMashiach right now. We're being oisik in today's day-to-day things. This is not an easy job for us. Because with all our linguistic, mental, whatever you want to call it, ideas, knowledge of bitachon, there's a big difference between knowledge of bitachon and living bitachon. Like we mentioned yesterday, Briscoe lived bitachon every step of his life. He felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He lived with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that gave him the peace of mind. Didn't make a difference what happened. He had that peace of mind with him. It's embarrassing to say, but we must admit that a lot of bitachon was based on the fact because we had the doctors, we had the financial support, we have all the different things that the world, modern world, has to offer. But now Hashem is telling us this is a time for us to build the real bitachon. I want to add more to this. This problem of bitachon, we don't have to take it personally. It's a problem that exists from the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. We know the Churban Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. Even though there were Isaac and Torah and Gemilas Vasodim, like the Gemara says, the Gemara uses a Moshe, and it says that the fingernails of the early generations, the Bayis Rishon, were better than the stomachs of the Bayis Sheni. Very unclear what it means. The Vilna Gaon says a beautiful pshat. He says fingernails is referring to the claws, which is simon tumah of a not kosher animal, something not desirable. That's an external sign of tumah. Then there's an internal sign of tumah, the stomach, the malageva. What the Gemara is saying, that even though the Bayis Rishon, they were over the veil of Avodah Zarah, the Reish Shvichas Domim, that was external. They had a tremendous Yetzirah, which we don't have nowadays, that caused them to fall. But deep down, they were totally betrayed in Hashem. They had good betrayal in Hashem. That's what the Gemara itself says. The Bayis Sheni period, they were Oisik betrayed in Mitzvah Chasodim, like we're doing till this day, but Hashem had a lot of Torah like Mitzvah Chasodim. But it says they were lacking in betrayal. How do we know they were lacking betrayal? Because of Sinas Chinam. Betrayal, when a person was living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving up so much good every second of his life, and everything is guided by Hashem. There's no room for sin in him. Because first of all, he's so happy with his lot. There's no room to be jealous of the other person, or even angry at the other person, because even if he did something not nice to me, but I know that everything's min Hashemayim, and I feel bad for him that he did something wrong. But everything that happens to me is guided by Hashem. It's also necessary for me to deal with. So there's no room for sinner. Sinner comes because it's me, my ego against his ego. And that causes a struggle between the two egos. If I have no ego. I have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So whatever happens to me, it's between me and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'll deal with it. And that person, other rabbi, will find a way to work it out also. That's a sinner schinam. The extreme sin is chinam, and then there's the lower level of sin is chinam, which is maybe some more prevalent, of not even being interested. I'm involved in myself. What happens to the other Jew down the block, on the other side of the world, doesn't make such a big difference to me. Here's Simcha Shkayach, as a tzar. The lack of feeling of Klai Yisrael is that one united nation. Every member of Klai Yisrael is important to me. That's the feeling that Klai Yisrael has to have. And the shoyish of the lack of Ava, the shoyish of the sinner, is a lack of bitachon Hashem. Because if Bitoch Hashem is based on the fact that we are a special nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen, that special nation that Hashem is watching over, Klal Yisrael has a neshama that no other nation has. We're so special. And if we're so special and we're united and we're the bond of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avada, I feel close to every member of this special Kaviyofa Mishpocha, the bond of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I don't feel it, it's because I don't feel that my essence is that neshama, and I'm part of that Nishmas Klal Yisrael, part of the United Nation of Klal Yisrael. I'm an independent person living my life, and he's living his life. I'm not seeing the whole picture. I'm just seeing what's in front of my eyes. As we mentioned the other time, yes, we do see the downfall of Esav, of Edom now. The world looks like it's falling apart. All the technology is not helping us. Financial state is falling apart. Edom is falling apart. But when Chazal is saying that the person who is lacking Bitochen, his innards are not good, and externally he is good, the Vilna Gaon says that's the exact same thing as Edom. The Edom also is compared to the Chazir, who always sticks out his split hooves, that externally he's that wonderful person with human rights and everything else, but inside he's corrupt. We also have a little bit of that within us. And because we behave to a certain degree like that behemoth, like that animal, that externally we're good, internally I'll be talking about Hashem, a recognition, a definition of what I really am, is not clear. Because of that, we're under the dominion of that nation of Edom. And like we mentioned last time, if the nation of Edom is crumbling to put Edom in its place, then we have to use this situation of also our false image of ourselves to crumble and to come out with that beautiful inner self of Klal Yisrael. The Am Shel Kodesh Boruch Hu was Boicher, the Neshama HaKadosha that was given the Torah, the Shmir Yisera, Boruch HaGevash Yivtach V'Hashem V'Oye Hashem Niftachu. When Hashem sees us turning to Him, He watches over us. And how much we have to, we mentioned before, and we have to mechazik this every day to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hashem, we're still healthy, we're alright, we're surviving. What's coming in the future, we don't know, but that's not what we're focusing on now. We focus on the hoiva, what's going on now, how much we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what is happening to us. This is what Hashem wants us to do. So like we mentioned before, this is the time, yes, yesterday we all got together. We are Yoshev, Boda, each one is separated. But we showed ourselves, showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We feel full of Klal Yisrael, we're davening together. I care about the Jew in Australia and in New York and China and wherever he is. Iran, Italy, the Jews in every one of these places. And not only do I care about them, I care about my neighbors. I care about my wife, my children, my family. And I have a koichas and nefesh that on the one hand I'm honest. I want to be boitrim b'shimcha b'emes, emes b'itochim. I'm honest to realize, yes, physically things are out of hand, out of control. We have no way of controlling it. But together with that, I realize I'm that exalted Bodim Hashem Elikeinu, the Am HaNivra, the Am has a special Shmir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is watching over me, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to pay attention to that. That's going to make me have the peace of mind. I'm going to do the right Ishtablas, but I'm not going to do over Ishtablas. And I'm going to, like we said, if I have to be talking to Hashem and realize that I have a special Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me everything I need, then I have room in my heart to open up. I'm taken care of. I'm all right. Let me put a little more effort into taking care of the needs around me. Maybe the reason why the children are a little more jumpy today is maybe I'm not there enough for them. Maybe I'm a little short-tempered, and I'm sure we all are. But otherwise, that's the way we have to do. Rebuild that feeling. Redefine myself. I'm not just another human being that has been left by themselves to the unknown. No, I am Klal Yisrael. I am with HaKadosh Baruch, HaKadosh Baruch is with me. We mentioned last time about the Moedim, we have to repeat that every time we say that Moedim, and if you're not saying the Moedim, thank Hashem. We give the fact that things are still alright, as much as they are. Give Hashem the credit. Live with Hashem. Feel it. Two things I want to add today. Together with the Moedim, we have number one, when we wake up in the morning, and we say that Moed Ani, Shev Zavta Vi Nishmosi, really think about it. Nishmosi, I have a special neshama, Nishmas Yisrael, which is special for Klal Yisrael. I have a special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to feel it. I don't want to take it for granted. I know I don't really deserve to get it back because Hashem took it up as a mashkun, as a security for me. I'm not really paying him back, but he loves me so much he gives it back. Afal Pikein. He trusts me. He has faith in me. He has faith in me that I'm going to strengthen my relationship with him. I can have that faith in him. He'll be with me. I just want to end with what we started with the Parshas HaShavua of the Mishkan. Rav Avram Reuven Eisenberg told me from the Sefer Kadmon, old Sefer, points out a beautiful thing. The term of bodod, to be by yourself, is used in two different forms, a negative and a positive. When it says bodod yeshev, it's negative. A mitzvah, bodod yeshev. Eicho yoshev bodod, when golis yoshev bodod. Yeshev bodod. The same term bodod is used as the most positive thing of Klal Yisrael. Hein am levodod yishkoin. The nation of Klal Yisrael is bodod. We're all by ourselves. The difference between the two is one says yeshev is negative. Yishkoin is positive. What's the difference? Yeshiv, I'm just sitting by myself and I'm separated from everybody else in a konami. That is negative. It's positive for people to be together. And we have a certain bechina of bodod yeshiv. If all we're doing is physically separated, that's a terrible thing. That's an oynish. But bodod yishkoin, I'm the bodod yishkoin. I'm by myself, but yishkoin, I am dwelling together with the Shechina, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I realize that I'm different than everybody else. I have no shaykhus to the rest of the world. Why? Because I'm in intimate relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Shechin in my house. And if I have that, then a chanami, there's a certain bedivas, each one separated. But by separating ourselves from our day-to-day life, which distracts us, I'm focusing that I myself and my household is the mokim of Hashuas HaShechina, only us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you feel that, then I'm not by myself, because I'm separated from the Umas HaOlam. But all Klal Yisrael is that Am Levodot Yishkon. Like we said, we started yesterday feeling that feeling Am Levodot Yishkon. And that's the feeling that we should continue and take with us now. So we should be Zeicha Bemet. Shabbos Kodesh is coming. We mentioned the Moed Ani feeling. My essence is not short in the Neshama, which is the Mokim of Levodot Yishkon, the Shechina with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel Hashem is with me. I know that the situation is frightening, but I don't have to be frightened. I could be like the Britzkevov, not on his level so quickly, but I'm mechazik myself in that direction, that Hashem is lovely with me as He was with me from the day I was born and throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. And the second point, after the Moed Ani, is Shabbos is coming. Shabbos is a special time also of Shabbos is the only of Israel. Goyish Shabbos Chayv Misa. Because Shabbos is also that time that the Jewish person sits back and says, I'm doing nothing. I'm totally in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I can have Menuchas HaShabbos. Mitzvah Hashem will have the Menuchas HaShabbos. Once again, this Shabbos is not just another Shabbos. A Shabbos that we really feel that we're totally in the hands of Hashem. We don't have to misspell about Chola and Machlas, other rabbis also didn't mispalda on Shabbos. Mispalda Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yismuchu Malchus Hashem on Shabbos and Atfilis. And the Shabbos, Davin, Kachem is a Sevus, and Hokkeno is a Sevus, Avinu Tuvecho. That's what we want. And when we have that, then we'll have the Mnucha, Emes Ramuna, all the Mnuchas that we say in the Tfila. We have the Zmias of Shabbos, we sing together. We learn together as a family. Mishpocha, Mishpocha, realize that the unit of Ashur HaShechina is our Mishpocha. And if we use this period of time, like we're saying, to redefine ourselves, I am that mishpacha, I am that neshama, which is a mokum v'ashos hashkirin. My family is a one unit that we're caring for one another. We have to be tochen. We give me the ability to have that hafteret kamoicha within my family for all Klal Yisrael. In Yitz Hashem, that in itself is a tremendous, tremendous revach, which will last for our entire lives, by little, like we're saying now. Uplifting ourselves, clarifying for ourselves what I really am and what Hashem is to me and what the bigger picture is. And Yitz Hashem will have a Yeshua from this Bekorev, and afterwards we'll live beautiful lives of Kiruz Elokim, Siyat Hashemaya, Boch HaGevesh, Yizdach Vashem, Boi Hashem Iftachoy, Am Levod of Yishkoin. And we'll be zeich with this to the Ashos HaShchina, Vias HaMashiach, Vinyi Beis HaMikdash, Ben Heir HaMimein.